From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Pakistan's military has rescued a U.S.-Canadian family from a tribal region bordering Afghanistan nearly 5 years after they were abducted by militants. U.S. National Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband, Joshua Boyle, went missing in Afghanistan in 2012, and the Afghan Taliban later claimed responsibility for kidnapping them. U.S. President Donald Trump praised the release of the family and hoped the efforts would lead to the rescue of others.
We hope to see this type of cooperation and teamwork in helping secure the release of remaining hostages and in our future joint counterterrorism operations.
A Pakistani military statement said that based on actionable intelligence from the U.S., the rescue operation was successfully concluded. The Trump administration has announced that the U.S. will withdraw from the United Nations' top cultural and educational program, UNESCO, at the end of this year. Matthew LaRotonda has the story.
The announcement coming in a press release from the State Department citing, quote, continuing anti-Israel bias at the agency and need for fundamental reform. The U.S. actually stopped paying into the institution altogether back during the Obama administration after it recognized the Palestinian Authority as a member, taking with it about a fifth of its funding. This is now the third major international body that Trump has withdrawn the U.S. from.
That's reporter Matthew LaRotonda. The United Arab Emirates announced Thursday it would halt the issuance of visas to North Korean workers. The move by the UAE follows similar policy changes from Kuwait and Qatar, which have already blocked visas to their country. This is VOA News.